Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. We're going to talk Christmas season stuff with our first guest today. We have Liz Kennedy here. We're on behalf of St. Luke's. She will be talking about the church's Don't Spend Christmas Alone program. And then at the bottom of the hour, after our local and state news and weather with Link, we'll be talking to Max Richmond. He is the executive director of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. All those programs we've paid into for all those years. He'll be calling in live from Washington, D.C. with updates on the programs and on the incoming Congress, the changes in Washington, how that might affect your Social Security and Medicare. As you know, we always welcome your questions and comments about Q&A. Just drop me an email at djphone, that's D-J-F-O-N-E, at kqna.com. In case you didn't hear the news before, sad to hear of the death at age 75 of actress Penny Marshall, best known, of course, for Laverne and Shirley. She died of complications from diabetes. Her older brother, Happy Days director Gary Marshall, gave her her big break, casting Penny with Cindy Williams in a Happy Days episode as dates for Richie and Potsy, set up, of course, by Fonzie. Well, keep in mind, this is Tuesday, of course. That means the Tuesday Night Classic at the Harkins 14. It's National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, screening for only $5 on the big screen at 7 o'clock tonight, starring Chevy Chase with Randy Quaid as Cousin Eddie. Now, if you're going to the Harkins tomorrow night, or especially this weekend, don't be surprised to see long lines buying tickets, because Mary Poppins Returns debuts tomorrow night. I believe at 7 o'clock, it's expected to be the number one box office hit of 2018 and maybe 2019. Also debuting this weekend at the Harkins. Boy, it's going to be a big weekend. Aquaman with Jason Momoa. The Favorite, another Oscar contender with Emma Stone, Olivia Colman, and Rachel Weisz. Mary Queen of Scots with Saoirse Ronan and Margot Robbie. Second Act with Jennifer Lopez and Leah Remini. And Welcome to Marwen. That's kind of a little film, but it's going to get some Oscar consideration. Welcome to Marwen is a true story starring Steve Carell as a victim of a brutal hate crime who suffered a serious head injury. He constructs small villages with his own little people and art to ease his way through PTSD and back into mental health. So all sorts of great choices and Oscar contenders this weekend at the Harkins 14. Also tomorrow night at the Elks Theater in downtown Prescott, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. So, lots of great things to do, holiday-oriented and otherwise, around the Quad Cities. Stay tuned. I've got Liz Kennedy coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live, you know where, in the words of Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQNA.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit davidasnydercpa.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Dashing through the snow, to CVS we go. They're open all day long for beauty brands and bows. Lights to dress the tree and stocking gifts galore. Candy cards and photo gifts and deals throughout the store. At CVS Pharmacy, we've got all the little things you need this holiday. Plus, select CVS Pharmacy stores now offer extended hours. This week, Hershey's Kisses are 2 for $6 and holiday photo cards are 30% off online. Dash to CVS Pharmacy today. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details.
Hey, Dad. I wanted to remind you that the holidays are close. Real close. And Mom and I don't need wool socks again. At Helzberg, you can get jewelry for Mom and get a free Nintendo Switch system for me. Two gifts in one trip. I'm not saying you're a last-minute shopper, but I'm not saying that either.
Get gifts that get gifts at Helzberg Diamonds, like a free Nintendo Switch system when you spend $1,199 or more. Helzberg Diamonds, a Berkshire Hathaway company. Limited time offer, while supplies last. See online or in-store for details. Games sold separately.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And it's always great to have a friend in the studio. That's certainly the case right now. Liz Kennedy is here on behalf of St. Luke's Episcopal Church of Prescott. Liz, I understand that on Christmas Day from 11 to 2, you're going to be singing, Be Our Guest, Be Our Guest, Put Our Service to the Test. Tell us about, I was expecting applause. Tell us about Don't Spend Christmas Alone.
Thank you too, my friend DJ. Don't Spend Christmas Alone, our 38th year this year. It's for one, for all. It's for fellowship. A lot of people think, oh, Don't Spend Christmas Alone, it's for the homeless. No, it is, but it is for anybody. Mm-hmm. Anybody here in the Quad Cities. Nobody to cook for you, nobody you to cook for. Or even if you want to bring the family, it doesn't matter. Come on out.
And you know, in this area, we do skew a bit older than the rest of the country here. And we have a lot of seniors here who have basically outlived many family members and many friends. And a lot of their family members are scattered about the country and the world. And that can mean a lot of loneliness around the holidays, doesn't it?
It sure does. It really does. And to help them out, too, besides coming to the parish to get this meal from 11 to 12, we do have homebound
11 to 12 or 11 to 2?
2, sorry. Oops.
Okay, 11 to 2.
Faux pas.
Okay.
Sorry. Thanks, DJ.
Sure. See, it proves I'm listening.
I'm just testing you.
Yeah, just a test. Okay.
Anyway, I'm very sorry. We will have a shuttle service from Prescott Valley and Chino Valley. And, of course, the 14th was the cutoff to have homebound deliveries. But we are delivering to the homebound this year again with the help of all the fire departments and the police departments here in the Quad City area.
Now, the great thing about this, too, is of no charge to your dining guests, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. No, with the kindness and of the volunteers and the donations from the community, this comes about.
Mm-hmm. Now, this has been going on at the church for roughly how many years?
38.
No kidding. 38 years. My goodness. Isn't it amazing around that time? Because that means you guys have been involved in this through some very, very low economic times. And even now when the economy is doing pretty well, people still slip through the cracks. And even though a lot of people aren't necessarily poor, but they're alone, there are a lot of people that are not riding that wave, correct?
Exactly. Believe it or not, even with, you know, the times are better now, we served a record 845 meals last year.
Wow.
520 in the parish and 300 and some, my math, here we go. 320 to the homebound.
Wow. Isn't this 320 homebound meals. Now, let's give a shout-out, and you can name some if you like, who make all of this possible. And I mean by this, your volunteers are the people providing the food, who are donating the food, because this is not a free event for you. This costs money, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not the go-to for that. I'm the spouted-out-about person. But every year, the communities, I'll say, the grocery stores and everything, other individual organizations step up. the volunteers. We had over 220 volunteers last year from our parish and the community. The community loves to get involved in this.
Yeah.
It warms their heart. It warms mine every year. My heart's already warm, but it gets even warmer.
You know, what always gets me about events like this is almost every year there's going to be somebody among your volunteers who at some point during their life, they received one of these meals, and they're paying it back. Have you ever heard the story of the Secret Santa of Kansas City?
No, I haven't, DJ.
USA Today did a story about him several years ago, just after he died. He kept a secret all his life. His name was Larry Stewart. When Larry Stewart was in his 20s or early 30s, he was flat broke. He had no money for anything, including food. And he went into a diner in Kansas City, and he was going to eat. He was going to order a big meal. He was going to eat it and then leave without paying for it. He had no money. And there was something about the owner of that diner walking by the table. He must have noticed something, because the owner purposely dropped a $20 bill right by the table, picked it up off the floor, and said, "I believe you dropped this, sir." And he handed it to him. And Larry Stewart never forgot that kindness. And years later, Larry Stewart became a very, very wealthy man thanks to the tech bubble. And he never forgot that. And for more than 20 years, he would dress up as Santa Claus in the Kansas City area. And he would go around town in places where you expect to find a lot of people who may be financially struggling. And he would hand them rolls of ones and fives and twenties to get them through the holidays and then just disappear. Nobody knew who it was for many, many years. But he paid it forward, and I bet there's one or two of your volunteers who are doing that in their own way.
Exactly, exactly. What I do, too, you'll know, I see the homeless on the side of the street, mm-hmm. ask for money. I go, come here, and I hand them a flyer.
Yeah.
And they go, what? I said, come have a meal with us. It shows all the shuttle stops for you to come. Please come and have a meal with us. And last year I did see some of them, and they asked, can I have another helping? I said, you certainly can. Eat all you want.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, on that point, they have to get to and from the church, obviously. And some people who are struggling are not going to have their own transportation. So tell us where those shuttle stops are.
Okay, we've got quite a few. From Prescott, we're leaving the Sprouts parking lot. Pick up every half hour from 10:30 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
We're leaving the Prescott United Methodist Church parking lot. Pick up times of 10:30, 11:30, and 12:30. And leaving the Coalition for Compassion and Justice parking lot from 10:45, 11:45, and 12:45.
And you've also got stops in Prescott Valley and Chino Valley, right?
Yes. From Prescott Valley, we're leaving the CASA Adult Center at 11, 12, and 1 o'clock. And the Safeway parking lot at 11:20, 12:20, and 1:20. And in Chino Valley, we're leaving the St. Catherine's Church at 10:30, 11:30, and 12:35. The Safeway parking lot at 10:40, 11:40, and 12:25. And the American Legion at 10:50, 11:50, and 12:15.
And we got more going on with Liz Kennedy from St. Luke's coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at kqna.com. More coming up in a moment with Liz Kennedy.
Try the newest holiday classic, Log Nog, log-flavored eggnog.
Windfall Willie here. This holiday season, remember to shop less and scratch more with the 6 new holiday scratchers tickets from the Arizona Lottery. With games starting as low as just a dollar and millions of dollars in prizes, these tickets make for the perfect last-minute gift. Now back to your regularly scheduled commercial.
Holiday season, you need to put some log in your nog.
Your world is created by what you focus on. It's never too late to adjust your view. At Nationwide Vision, we've been eye care professionals for over 30 years and can help you find the perfect eyeglasses. Right now at Nationwide Vision, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you will receive a second pair 50% off, and you can use your insurance. Now also serving you in select JCPenney locations. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com to schedule your appointment today. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
What places would you like to visit this Christmas season? Think about it. Keep in mind, Prescott is Arizona's Christmas city, where the magic of an old-fashioned hometown Christmas lives on, with the Courthouse Square being the crown jewel and center stage for some of the most cherished of Christmas traditions. Prescott Valley's Valley of Lights is also a stunning must-see local attraction. The entire Quad City area offers an abundance of holiday festivities. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV, inviting you to come experience Christmas in our neck of the woods. While you're in the neighborhood, stop by for complimentary chili from 11 to 2 on Friday and Saturday at all three locations. Who knows, you might find that perfect RV, the most impressive stocking stuffer that's on your Christmas list. Merry Christmas from Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley or Dewey, or online at affinityrv.com. Find your Christmas away. Go RV!
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we're back live at 217. We have Liz Kennedy from St. Luke's Church right here with us at St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Prescott. Coming up at the bottom of the hour after the news and weather with Link, we'll talk to Max Richmond from the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare, calling in live from Washington. Liz, we've been talking about the Don't Spend Christmas Alone program. You also have a food pantry, don't you?
Yes, we do. It's just called St. Luke's Food Pantry. We started back in August in conjunction with CCJ, which is the Coalition for Compassion and Justice. They asked us if we'd take over their Chino Valley Head Start program. And we said, sure. And it came to us, and we said, sure, you know, we'll give it a try. So they've been subsidizing us, but that will end on 12/31/18. And then now we'll be on our own. So we're asking anybody that would like to donate food or any monetary donations, it'd be welcomed.
But how can people do that? Do you have a phone number they can call to donate money?
Sure. It's 928-778-4499 is our church phone number. The food pantry is open every Friday from 9 to 12.
Now, is this at the church?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's at
and
the
tell
church.
Us the location of the church.
The church is at 2000 Shepherd's Lane, which is it's off right off Ruger Road, just past the airport, off 89. And you take a left or right going on to Ruger, and there you see it. It's right there. You can't miss it.
You know, people who watch Turner Classic Movies, in the last week there was a whole run of Elvis movies, including Blue, Blue, Blue Christmas. You've got your own Blue Christmas,
Yes, we do. This is our first year doing it because we have our new Reverend Denise with us, our assistant rector. And it's called A Service of Darkness and Light. It'll be hymns, meditation, and lighting of candles. It's not a Eucharist, so it's just a simple service. This is the time of year we experience the longest nights and the shortest days. The winter solstice is the darkest night of the year, yet we know from these days of darkness we move forward into the light. This liturgy, is another step to help us continue to move into the light of our darkness. This is a solemn service created for those who experienced loss or grief this past year, and there'll be various opportunities in the service for you to participate, to sing, pray, light a candle, or just sit quietly.
And on that note, during your Don't Spend Christmas Alone dinner, even though it is a church, Episcopal church event, your own religion doesn't even matter in this, correct?
No, not whatsoever. This is for the community. Everybody's invited.
And that is faith at its best right there.
It really certainly is.
You really
certainly
are helping your fellow man.
Oh, yeah. It certainly is.
Yeah. So what kind of response do you get from people who clearly haven't had a hot meal in quite a while, and they find that they can do this, they can get there and get a wonderful hot meal, have some Christmas spirit, and kind of take a break from the everyday grind?
A fellowship is wonderful. Just talk to somebody you don't even know. You don't even know where they're from. They here in the valley. It could be anybody. It's so nice, and you can make a new friend, make new relationships. And actually, when you leave after having your meal, we'll give you a nice Christmas card with a bag of cookies to go home with.
Oh, how nice. How nice. So how far from around the area do you draw for your Don't Spend Christmas Alone?
All the way, I probably assume now, because we have the people coming to the food pantry from Paulden, all the way from Paulden to Dewey and Mayer.
Wow, isn't that something? And, you know, you look at all the people you're serving with this, and what a great thing it is for the community. You know, it's funny because when you look at people who have suddenly, maybe they've lost their job, or there's been huge medical expenses, or they lost their home, divorce, things like this. Isn't it amazing how many people are just one missed paycheck away from being on that downward spiral?
Oh, it's amazing. It's sad, but it is. It's so true. And like I said, we're always there now, too. This food pantry is one of my passions also.
Yeah.
It's so important. Come any time between 9 and 12, any Friday, we don't ask. We just ask for how many in the family,
mm-hmm.
period.
Mm-hmm. Wow, what a tremendous response you're getting, too. Now, you personally been involved with this or with the church for how long?
I've been, since I moved here 3 years ago, I found my church and my house, and then I flew.
Mm-hmm. Nice, really good. And how can people learn more about Don't Spend Christmas Alone and Blue Christmas?
You can call
your pantry.
Ooh, sorry. You can call 928-778-4499. Or you can go to our website at www.stlukesprescott.church.
Mm-hmm. And that is at 2000 Shepherd's Lane. That's 89 and Ruger Road, just one block north of the airport entrance, right?
Exactly.
But especially use those shuttles if need be, because they are all from around the area, from Prescott, Prescott Valley, and Chino Valley. And you can get those pickup times and locations by calling 778-4499. Correct, Liz?
Exactly. They're posted on the website also.
Very good. That's Liz Kennedy from St. Luke's Episcopal Church. Thank you so much for all you do for the community and for being our guest today on Q&A. And have a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you, DJ. You do the same.
Thank you. And stay tuned, because we've got news coming up with Link, news and weather. And then we'll talk about Social Security and Medicare. In the meantime, here's Link with your local news and weather on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. Brought to you by Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Courtesy Auto Sales, Prescott Dirt, Yabba Pie Bottle Gas, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, the Cliff Castle Casino, your Prescott Tire Pros, and Primavera Online School. The Cardinals host the LA Rams live Sunday at 1 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. A Will Hoyt man has been killed in an ATV crash.
The accident occurred on Saturday night at around 8.
61-year-old Peter Canata left a residence in Will Hoyt after attending a holiday gathering for the Southern Yavapai Fire Department. Peter is a member of the fire department, which is located on Magby Drive in Will Hoyt. He told friends he would be heading home.
Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Dillon says Canata never made it home.
About 10 minutes later, a passerby found Canata at the intersection of Flint Drive and Donegal Road following a collision, and he appeared to deceased. Canata's body was released to the medical examiner, and autopsy results are pending.
Sheriff's deputies have determined Canata was entering the intersection of Donegal Road where the dirt meets pavement. It appears his ATV went sideways, losing traction. It then rolled at least once before coming to rest on top of Canata, who suffered serious head injuries. He wasn't wearing a helmet. The exact cause of the crash is under investigation. For more information on this story, log on to KQNA.com and click on the link to Prescott E-News. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Enjoy a free cup of coffee and conversation with Prescott Police Department personnel. The department is hosting Coffee with a Cop tomorrow afternoon.
There is no agenda, no planned speeches, just a chance for our community to meet the men and women of the Prescott Police Department, ask some questions, voice any concerns, and just get to know each other.
Prescott Police Department spokesman David Fuller says the department will be well represented.
This meeting will feature members of the department, including patrol, support services, traffic, victim services, and command staff. Join us for coffee and holiday cookies, too.
Coffee with a Cop starts at 2:30 at the Prescott Police Department facility on South Marina Street. Taking a look at your KQ&A weather. Clear tonight, sunny for your midweek. Expect an overnight low of 31 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 62 tomorrow and a high of 64 on Thursday. 34 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Wednesday of 69 and a high on Thursday of 70. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Arizona Coyotes host the New York Islanders live Tuesday night at 7 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 229. If I didn't know better, I'd swear that ringing phone was Max Richmond calling from Washington, D.C. Hello, Max.
How are you doing?
Great to hear from you again. It's been quite a while. What's new going on? I know you have some new members coming into Washington to fill out Congress. So what's going on with the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare?
Well, I think the fact that a lot of allies of Social Security and Medicare will be sworn in a couple of weeks here in Washington, I think that's going to put us in pretty good position to at least prevent some bad things from happening, which we would need that protection. And that's both on Social Security and Medicare. I call it, Democratic control of the House of Representatives really will serve as a firewall against those who have been trying to cut these programs, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, for years, if not decades. And we know where some of this was going. As soon as the tax bill that predominantly helped wealthy individuals and corporations was signed into law, all of those members who supported it, who had been so vociferous about not adding to the federal debt, they were kind of quiet, if you remember, didn't say a word, and passed a bill that added trillions of dollars to our federal deficit. So now, all of a sudden, after that passed, we started hearing from people like Leader McConnell that, well, we can't afford these big tax cuts and this additional debt, so we're going to have to cut Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. So we are fortunate that we have a Congress now, that at least the House of Representatives will keep that from happening, I think. And at the same time, we have an opportunity to get a little traction on improving Social Security and Medicare in the next couple of years.
And, Max, an awful lot of people who receive Social Security, for them, that is their only income, and they're really pinching pennies. But they got good news thanks to, I believe, the largest cost of living adjustment in several years, right?
Well, it's true. I mean, every beneficiary kind of holds their breath and in October and looks to see what the cost of living adjustment is. And you're right, it was pretty decent this fall. But keep in mind, there were not so long ago, there were 2 years where the COLA was zero, right?
Mm-hmm.
And years where it was just around 1%. And that is a result of a formula that is flawed and keeps the COLA below what it really should be to accurately reflect how inflation is affecting an older person. So the formula is flawed. And, you know, once you have zero COLA 2 years in a row rather than a COLA which is accurate, that's going to impact your benefit for the rest of your life.
Yep.
Because these are cumulative. And I'm not discounting the importance of having a better and meaningful COLA this year, but we're way behind where we ought to be. And we are supporting legislation that would change the way that COLA is computed so that it is more accurate and, I believe, would be more generous.
Mm-hmm. Max, in the last couple of weeks, of course, we've seen big news out of Washington about talks about a government shutdown. But you have the information, I understand, that will assure our listeners that their Social Security and Medicare programs are already funded, correct?
That's correct. I don't foresee any impact on the programs that we've been talking about. And furthermore, from what I understand, just in the last few hours, there are some hopeful signs that a shutdown will be avoided altogether.
Now, you understand, too, and I hope our listeners do, that even though pharmaceutical manufacturers can negotiate, I understand, directly with the VA, they can't do it with Medicare, correct?
And why is that? That doesn't make any sense to me, does it? I don't think it makes any sense to your audience there, but that's true.
And you would think with the number of Medicare recipients and Social Security, the simple economies of scale would reduce the costs.
Well, you know, if you had a large employer representing a few thousand people, that employer would try to negotiate a good deal for mm-hmm. the employees in that regard. And here you have the Medicare program that has the negotiating backing of over 45 million people.
Yeah.
And there's a law on the books, has been since 2003, that specifically prohibits the federal government from entering into these negotiations. So that makes no sense to me. And, you know, when the prescription drug part of Medicare was passed in 2003 and was added to the Medicare as Part D, when that prohibition against negotiating was put in the law, you can be sure the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare was not in the room when that deal was struck.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you probably can figure out who was.
Yeah. Now, I understand on prescription drug prices, the National Committee believes there is agreement between Congress and the President to do something to bring those prices down, right?
Well, the administration has been talking about having some effort to bring down the price. One plan, I understand, would be to look at some of the prices for some drugs, not all drugs, that are being charged in other countries and use that as a basis for setting prices here. But the real, you know, what we just talked about, having the government have the ability, not just the ability, but mandate the government to negotiate better prices, that's really the key, I think. All of these other proposals, I think, are more, you know, just working on the edges of the problem and not really directing them, attacking them directly.
Max, in I believe it was today's Washington Post, the columnist Froma Harrop had a column about the impact if the Affordable Care Act is wiped out. What will people do for medical insurance? We've always heard for years, Medicare for all. What she proposes, and I want to get your opinion on this, is since people 55 and up are the biggest users of medical services as they get older, of course, she proposed a window from 55 to 65 of those people being able to pay in to Medicare and not bother those who are younger than 55 who are not a medical drain on the system expense-wise. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I think there's some merit to that. On the Medicare for All proposal, we are still trying to figure out how that would impact the current Medicare program.
Mm-hmm.
So we have not taken a position one way or the other on Medicare for All until we fully understand how it would impact the Medicare program, because our members are Medicare beneficiaries, and we're trying to make sure that we're protecting their interests. On the Medicare buy-in at 55, that may be less complicated. We haven't taken a determined position on that either, but I do believe that, you know, along the lines of what you said, those people in that age group, in that cohort, have the ability to get good medical care at an affordable price, better than now. By the time they do reach 65, they're going to be healthier,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
And that means they're going to, over the long run, it would be better for the Medicare program to have people entering Medicare that are in better shape physically. I meet a lot of people that are in their late 50s and early 60s, need medical attention, and are putting it off until they are 65 and covered by Medicare for a lot of different reasons. There's some procedures Medicare covers in a more generous way than private insurance, and in other cases, people just don't have that insurance right now, and so they're waiting. So, you know, the benefit of what you just described is those people would enter Medicare age and I think better health and would save us money in the long run.
Because I'm sure you see from your perspective a lot of people who put off medical procedures and checkups for many, many years hoping to cash in on Medicare when it hits them, when, like you said, if they can take care of this at a much lower cost from 55 to 65, they're not going to gouge the Medicare system, are they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's a very important consideration in examining the Medicare buy-in at 55.
Max, last week, I believe on Thursday's edition of USA Today, there was a column by Susan Tompour about, it was titled, Don't Fall for the Social Security Scams. And she talks about the IRS imposter scam enabled scammers to steal more than $74 million. And we're seeing the same thing now with Social Security scams. What kinds of things should people be aware of if they get a call from someone claiming to be from Social Security?
Well, the first thing they should do is hang up. Social Security does not call anybody. I mean, if Social Security is going to be in touch with you, you're going to get something official in the mail. You're not going to get a phone call. So if you get a phone call from someone claiming they're calling from Social Security, anyone in your audience, they should just hang up, because if Social Security wants to reach them, they will do so through the mail. Also, in the recently, the Medicare has begun the process of changing Medicare cards so they do not include Social Security numbers. You know about that. And that was a wise move to avoid having that information more exposed than it needed to be. So we're encouraged. We worked on that. We made every effort that we could as an organization to move that along, and I'm glad that the administration, that won't all be done immediately, but it will be done in pretty short order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got my new Medicare card about 2 months ago, and I remember reading that if you haven't gotten it yet, give it time. We're talking how many, 45, 50 million people?
Right.
It takes a while, doesn't it?
It absolutely does.
Max, when someone leaves the country, if they've been paying in to Social Security, now I know Medicare wouldn't do this, but if you've been paying into Social Security all these years, and you leave the country and establish residence in another country, would you still get your Social Security benefits?
Oh, yeah. You have paid for that.
Yeah.
You know, you're buying insurance for disability, for survivors, for children, and for when you retire. So, you know, wherever you're located, as long as you qualify, you put in enough quarters, you're a beneficiary regardless of where you might be living.
Mm-hmm. Max, in previous calls, we've talked about what happens when people try and visit their Social Security office because some have been closed around the country. Is there any news on that front?
Well, actually, there's some encouraging news. There are some pieces of legislation. Congresswoman Gwen Moore from Wisconsin has introduced a bill, and several others. A congressman from upstate New York has introduced a bill. Congressman Higgins is his name. That would make it more difficult for Social Security to simply close an office. There would have to be a study done about where the nearest remaining offices would be located. Almost kind of reminds me of the way an environmental impact statement has to be done under current law. And there would be an appeals process. There would be input from the community. It couldn't be just done the way it has been by the administration just sending out a notice, we're closing an office. You know, there have been so many offices closed over the last few years, apparently because of budget issues, that it's very difficult for a Social Security beneficiary or someone who is about to be a beneficiary to get information. And what we've been told is, well, some people can do that online. Well, you know, a lot of older people aren't ready to do that online. Mm-hmm. And there is a toll-free number. we testified at a House Social Security Subcommittee hearing on the budget for Social Security, and we actually called the toll-free number at the beginning of the hearing, and an hour and a half later, we were still on hold. So we were trying to highlight the problem with that 800 number, and I think we did that. As we had questions from members of the that subcommittee all throughout the hearing, are you still on hold? And you said, yeah, we are. We're still on hold. Most people aren't going to wait an hour and a half.
Sure.
They're going to give up and not get what they need.
Yep. Max, in the December issue of AARP Bulletin, on page 4, they have a small story, Medicare changes ahead, a mixed bag for beneficiaries in 2019. They say Part B, the standard monthly premium, rises from an average of $134 to $135.50. Medicare Advantage, the average monthly premium, will dip from, now this is the average monthly premium, will dip from $29.81 to about $28 a month. Part D, the average premium for a Part D prescription drug plan, should fall from about $33.59 to about $32.50. And on deductibles, Part A for hospital stays will go up $24 to about $13.64 per benefit period. Part B deductibles will rise by $2. Now, overall, though, when you look also at the COLA increase, a pretty good picture, I would think, you know,
yeah,
considering the circumstances.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were relieved that those increases were where they were, where there were increases were held to a minimum. We got lucky that this time, and as you mentioned, the COLA is going to be more significant and substantial than in previous years. So, it's another thing to be thankful for.
Indeed. Max, you were mentioning before, we were both talking about how people sometimes will put off necessary care and routine checkups, hoping that Medicare, you know, will kick in right about the right time to cover all these things. Now, I think the insurance industry calls people like that adverse selection or something like that, because like what happens sometimes with the Veterans Administration, veterans believe that once they go into the VA, everything's going to be covered, medical and their burial, you know, funeral, the
right,
whole bit. And boy, do they have a surprise coming. What kinds of things should people know when they're just about the age to start drawing Medicare and Social Security?
Well, the thing that I have found is most startling to people is that as good of a program as Medicare is, and it is a good program, mm-hmm, there are some benefits that are not covered. There are gaps in coverage that some may assume do not exist. For example, there is no coverage for hearing. There is no coverage for vision. There is no coverage for dental.
Mm-hmm.
And these are all very important, not just to the health of somebody, but, you know, to their safety.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't hear an alarm, you're going to have a problem. If you can't hear what your doctor is telling you, you're going to have a problem. So I think in this, there have been a number of bills introduced in the House and in the Senate that would begin to add on some of these benefits, and they've been bottled up in Congress without even getting a hearing. But I think we're going to, because of the way the new Congress is constituted, I think the new House anyway, I think we're going to get some, a lot more visibility on these, this legislation to improve benefits. And, hopefully that will have an impact, on the Senate, even though it is, in control, it's controlled by, the Republican Party.
Max, we have, as you know, a new House coming in starting in January, a lot of new members. Describe for our listeners what happens the first time the National Committee makes a call on a new congressman or new senator.
Well, the first thing we do, of course, is we congratulate them.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing, they're all going to be sworn in at noon on June 3rd. Our staff has been invited to dozens and dozens of these swearing-in receptions. So we're going to make our courtesy calls. We're going to bring our legislative agenda. We're going to pass it on to all of the new members and make sure that they know we're available here as a resource. Many of them we know because, as you know, unlike other senior lobbying groups, we are very political. We have a political action committee. We endorse candidates. We make contributions. So we've been involved. I think we were involved in supporting about 100 candidates the incumbents and challengers in the November 6th election, and about 80% of them were successful. So we've already gotten to know quite a few people, and there's really going out and endorsing as someone, I think, is a good way to open doors of communication. And I know you're in Arizona. I myself was in Phoenix with Congresswoman, soon to be sworn in Senator Sinema, and had a very successful endorsement event with hundreds of seniors and pretty good media coverage. And I did that all over the country over the last couple of months.
Mm-hmm. And also here in Arizona, it was just announced yesterday that Martha McSally, who was a congresswoman,
right,
will replace John Kyle, who replaced John McCain. So you'll have two new women senators from Arizona.
Yeah. You know, you got two, let's see if I can remember all this, two women senators from Arizona, two from Nevada, two from New Hampshire, two from Washington State, and maybe others, but quite amazing.
Yeah. So in Washington, James Brown can no longer sing "It's a Man's, 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 Man's World," can he?
I don't think he can sing anymore anyway.
That's true.
But be that as may.
Very good. Max Richmond, always a pleasure to talk to you. We always leave the interview far better informed. We thank you so much for calling in today live from Washington, D.C. Time to face the beltway traffic, isn't it?
All right. You take care, DJ.
We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for calling in. Bye. That is Max Richmond from the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare, fighting for your hard-earned dollars you put in all these years. Stay tuned, because I got some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guests on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Cold water shock makes sense when you dive into the pool, not when you hop in the shower. That's where RED Plumbing comes in. We know water heaters, and we'll get you the right system. Exactly what you need to start the day off right or wash off a long day with a refreshing shower. Don't let water problems get you red in the face. Give RED Plumbing a call today, 772-9296. That's 772-9296. Or you can always find us online at redplumbinginc.com.
A holiday greeting from the staff and management of KQNA.
I'm Sanford Cohen.
I'm Gregory Scott.
I'm Cindy Oxford.
I'm DJ Fone.
I'm Diane Tucker.
I'm Bill Monroe.
I'm Susan Oppenheim.
I'm Chuck Roberts.
I'm Michelle Dubay.
I'm Russ Edwards.
I'm Terry Cohen.
And I'm Ken Byers, wishing a safe and happy holiday season to your family from ours, the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, it was a tough week last week for Arizona sports fans, with the Cardinals, of course, getting wiped out in Atlanta, the Phoenix Suns a record of 5-24, the Northern Arizona Suns lost by 40 at home, and the D-backs lost Paul Goldschmidt and Patrick Corbin. Now, the only good news, in a kind of a weird way, was the overtime win last Sunday by the 49ers that gave the Cardinals a leg up in the race to the bottom for next season's number one overall draft pick. But you know what? If you've watched the Cleveland Browns the last 6 weeks, that's how you become a really good young team, by smart drafting of young talent after you've hit rock bottom. That seems to be where the Cardinals are heading. Now, I only wonder who will be there to lead them by the time it all improves, and it will, but you know, Kent Summers, the football beat writer for the Arizona Republic, wrote this morning that head coach Steve Wilks will very likely be fired as soon as the final game this season is over, and he is of the opinion that general manager Steve Keim, who built this team, just might go with him. Now, back when the Cardinals were in St. Louis and Bill Bidwell, Michael's father, was running the team, their head coach, Jim Hanifin, knew he had been fired when, right after the final game of the season, a home game, he ran off the field to his office and found the locks had been changed. There are better ways to do that, I suppose. Hey, if you've got a fan or friend who's a big fan of tribute concerts at the Elks Theater, man, what a great idea for Christmas gifts. Gift certificates to the Elks coming up on January 12th, a tribute to Roy Orbison. Also on January 12th, it'll be The Spouse Whisperer with Mark Cordes, a very, very funny show. On Friday, the 18th of January, the Neil Diamond Concert. Friday, January 25th, Linda Ronstadt. And on February 1st, Turn the Page, the Bob Seger tribute. You can get your tickets by calling the Elks Theater, going online, PrescottElksTheater.com. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, then Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Join me back here Wednesday with my guests Eric Eby for Prescott Pro Wash and Auto Detailing, and local author and Whiskey Row historian Brad Courtney with Julie Trainer, who's designed a new board game all about Whiskey Row. That's Q&A Wednesday at 2, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.